Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, eh?
Yes. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a carpaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
The Bills wrap up mandatory minicamp. Now what will we do for the next 5 weeks or so, maybe 6. Sal Capaccio is a good question for him. I mean, he's out there every time they let him. Sal Capaccio with us on the West Her Hotline. How does it go at the end of this minicamp season, if you will, Sal? Like, do the players, I'm pretty sure they don't, but I want to think maybe the players just like sprint off the field.
Oh, you get that a bit, like sometimes.
Good. All
I don't
right.
think that I don't remember that today, like in any circumstance. But I mean, it's yeah. I remember I was out in the parking lot today, the media parking lot, doing a couple things, and I saw guys leaving. You know, I mean, they were ready to go. They were getting out of there, and yeah, you guys just they leave. No, I don't think anybody like sprinted off and oh my god, I gotta get out of here kind of thing. But you know, it's the same thing with training camp. To be honest with you, the last day is the last day, and they can't wait to go home and, you know, sleep in their own beds. Now, in this case, they're here in Buffalo, but they're done, and they want to get their, you know, their summers going here, and whatever things they're doing for the next, and it actually is, guys, it will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks plus, not quite 6 weeks, 5.5 weeks from now, they'll report to training camp, St. John Fisher. So, yeah, and then the one thing that is different today, they always break up in a huddle, but like Sean McDermott had a talk, you know, with the team and addressed them in their team huddle for a few minutes before they actually, I posted a little bit of video of it at the end. And that's just to kind of give them the final instructions on what he expects from them and what they need to know about before they leave and get ready to come back.
Take care of yourselves. Be smart. Don't embarrass yourselves. Don't embarrass the organization. I don't know that you would use those words, but that's usually the message, right?
Yeah.
Right.
A few books to read, maybe some summer reading, like the kids get. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, what was notable today? I guess let's start with the GM, Brandon Bean, speaking earlier. He talked about James Cook, I know. What were a couple of the more notable comments from Bean?
So it's interesting on James Cook because the messaging did not change on anything he said about James. You know, that they love Jimbo and, you know, they want him here and they're confident he'll be here. And he reiterated that anything that he kind of knows about, he expects him to be there. You know, there's nothing that doesn't tell him that. But he kind of threw the words with or without a new contract. And that was a little...
Yep.
I thought that was interesting to say that, right? Like,
I thought that was very notable.
I'm normally not the guy who reads into things, right? Like, I normally don't do that. I like to like put things in... But I want to read into that a little bit and say, is there something going on that we're unaware of? Because the last time we heard the GM talk about it, in any context really was, okay, like, we're past that. We're going to revisit that at the end of the year, maybe, and next season. He actually said with or without a new contract. And when he was asked about there possibly being any talks about a contract, he did what he normally does, which is like, we don't negotiate through the media. But, you know, and I'm not going to talk about that. I don't talk about contracts in the media or publicly. I just want to note that I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I you know, I don't think that if he hadn't said it that way, that I would want to assume that definitely means there isn't going to be a negotiation and that there won't be a new contract. But the fact that he said it sort of it opens the door, at least, like you're saying here, when he last addressed it, it just sounded like, you know, yeah, that's for another time. Well, the other time maybe was today. I think it is. I have not been thinking that they would get something done, and today sort of cracked that for me. You know, again, you can overreact to that positively too, and they're probably going to get something done. Maybe everyone's just playing nice because Cook came in, so Bean doesn't want to sound standoffish about it because the guy did not have to be here, but he was, and he did the work and whatever, and says he'll be at camp. So I think the least you want to do publicly, if you're Bean, is at least sound open to the idea of making the guy happy. It doesn't mean you're gonna necessarily, but let's not be just so stonewalled about it.
I agree. You know, it seemed to me when James talked the other day that he also kind of left the door open that anything could happen here, right? It's not done that I don't get something done here, and I'll be at training camp, and you know, we'll see where things go. So we'll see. I mean, typically, I don't think if something were to happen, to me, it would almost be like right at camp, the start of camp. That's because it's good PR. It's good to put the guy out there to have the GM talk. You know, it could get done in the off season when you're not there. But typically, you want to get those things done, ironed out, buttoned up, and you can put people in front of people. And then he's there. He can sign everything. So we'll see where that goes. As far as anything else from Brandon Bean, you know, you guys talked earlier. I heard about, you know, he kind of made sure that he reiterated that maybe he was a little too critical of Dalton Kincaid when he spoke about him at the end of the season. Today was a very good day for Dalton Kincaid, as I'm sure you saw me and other people tweeting about. I thought that he had a really strong day today. I think he's kind of been ascending here through the OTAs and minicamp, but today was the crescendo at the top. You know, the last day, and they were doing a lot of 7-on-7 red zone work, goal line work, making catches. You know, and again, I've always said, you guys know it's an advantage to the offense in these situations. You know, that being said, you still have to make plays, and I thought that he did a really good job making some catches. So the other thing, very notable, so everybody knows, not to bury the lead, Max Harrison didn't practice today, but he was on the field with his teammates on the sideline. He came out late, and Brandon Bean confirmed after practice it was a hamstring tweak. He should be ready to go for training camp. He will be ready to go. They aren't concerned about that. And he said every other player who sat out with any ailment should be ready to go for training camp.
I want to ask one follow-up on Cook, knowing that we've talked so much about him as it is. But, I mean, Sal, do you agree with me that Bean should really want to get a deal done with him and not let it, you know, linger into the training camp, into the season, and just kind of see what happens? Am I giving Cook too little credit by this? I mean, the fact that he did come in this week is something. I would just think, like, this is what you do. Whether it's a player or a coach, if you like him, you don't have to, you know, kill your salary cap. You don't have to reinvent the salary cap structure for a running back. But you can find, assuming Cook would take it, like, I'm not saying that that's a given, but I think the Bills should be able to find, like, a happy medium with him, and I think they should want to.
Yeah, this is such a nuanced conversation, right, Mike? Which is the question, should the Bills want to? Yes. Do they want to? I believe wholeheartedly they do. The question is simply about value. That's really a sticking point. It's not that they don't want to sign him. I think Brandon Bean wants to sign him. I think his own words prove that when he said, hey, we talked, realized we weren't going to get anything done with him, so we pivoted to other players, and that's why we signed these other guys. You see the social media behavior and things that are put out there about the certain numbers and $15 million and his brother tweeting about $20 million. And if that's the case, I just think the Bills aren't interested in going that high. Is there a happy middle ground somewhere to be found? Probably there is. But this just comes down to what the Buffalo Bills feel he's worth, what James Cook feels he's worth. I don't think it has anything to do with the player himself wanting him here, not wanting him here, wanting to sign him. And then you just have to figure out, like, are you willing to go a little bit above of what you kind of originally did to kind of steer away from all this other stuff that's going on? Or on James Cook's side, is he willing to go a little below
what
he thought to stay away from all this other stuff going on?
Yeah, that's just it. We don't know what that gap is, right? I mean, we know what Cook has said, 15, and I think it is informative and useful to mention the brother pushing it to 20. I don't know if the 15 is still that number, because that was before Henry, I think, got his new extension, and Barkley too. Because that was early in the offseason. So a lot has even happened since then that could impact this. Yeah, it really depends to me on, does Cook want, of course he's going to get a lot of money and a lot of money guaranteed, and that would be really nice. But is it enough to get him to, quote unquote, I guess, settle for it, right? Like if he mm-hmm. wants 15 or more and the Bills are like at 10, like, I don't know. You know, like, is that really going to get there? And that's not even getting into breaking down what the guaranteed money is and all that, because that's really the nuts of it, right? How much are you going to put in my pocket that I'm definitely going to get no matter what happens here is a big piece of this. And I don't know. Like, I would understand, of course, wanting to get a deal done, but I think within reason, you have to sort of stick to what you believe in. And so, I don't know. I even with everything we've talked about today, how Bean sounded, kind of cracking the door open, it really, to me, is up to Cook. I don't think the Bills will move that much, is my guess. And it's a question of whether Cook wants to take a bird in the hand. I can get this much guaranteed now, or bet on myself, go through the year, hope I make it out with my legs intact and everything else intact, and then I can either talk to these people again and see if they want to get closer to my number, or I can hit the market and find out if somebody else wants to.
Yeah, that's right. And listen, nobody knows what is most important to certain players when these things come up too, which what I mean by that is, does James Cook simply want the most AAV, annual average? Does he want to be the guaranteed money is always a big deal, right? That's what it generally comes down to. Is it give him the most, guaranteed you can find? And then if the annual average, is less than that, that's fine. You never know with that. So when I hear $15 million a year, let's just say that's the number, I kind of think sometimes there's a way to get there even without actually giving him $15 million a year, right? It might sound like that, but it's not actually that. You can do that. And that's where funny money comes in. That's where void years come in. That's where, for salary cap purposes, that's where guaranteed signing, but all those kinds of things come in. I don't know what is most important to James Cook in this situation or anybody else. If it's just the annual average value, then yeah, the only three players who make that are Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, and Saquon Barkley. That's it. Maybe he just wants to really be paid up front and say, you know what, I'm a smaller running back. And, he alluded the other day, he doesn't think about his, career ending short or anything like that. He said, as long as you take care of your body. But maybe that's something that's more important to him, is I get the guaranteed money, not as much the annual average, because who knows what's going to happen in this league. And I think that's a big thing to remember when these parties have these negotiations.
Very good. Bulldog and I will take it from later on. No more Cook time needed here. I just know this is where I say I'm gullible. The way Bean is talking, the way Alan is talking, Cook showed up. I think there's something coming down the pike here before we get to training camp. But I fall for a lot of things. Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. Kincaid, you said you heard some of our conversation. What I wonder about, you tweeted about red zone goal line stuff. Where do those touchdowns come from? Do the Bills want to reshape their offense, if that's not putting it too strongly, to afford Kincaid more opportunities there? I don't really think that they need to. I think it's almost like too forced of an attempt to get him to a different place, maybe in terms of production. I mean, 30 rushing touchdowns last year, they're not going to be a team that, unless they can't run the ball in this year, unlike last year, that will want to really scramble for, certain guys maybe to get more targets there. It's just not really been what they've needed to do. Is that too just generalized or too simplistic a way of looking at what Kincaid's role in, inside the 20 might actually be?
No, it's a good point. It's a good point, right? I mean, like, you have the best goal line back in the league. His name is Josh Allen when he runs the ball. You know, he's going to run a lot in those situations. They're going to hand the ball off a lot when they get down there. And then, you know, who knows? They don't have these super huge red zone targets, so it's everybody. It truly is kind of an everybody eats when you get down there as well as it is around the field. They try to have that mentality, right? You never know. So if it's talking about touchdowns in the red zone, in that area down there, yeah. I mean, and look, you guys know how this works. When you get down in that area, you're going to have bigger people come in on the defensive side. You're going to have to maybe block them a little bit. And is that something they're ready for Dalton Kincaid to be a part of as much? Or do they view, okay, you're going to do that. We're going to have a nice matchup we can find. So I think it could go a little bit of both ways. But yeah, I think it's tough for anybody in this offense, Mike. Anybody in this offense to really thrive statistically like they might in another offense because of the mentality of the OC, the quarterback, what they've structured here, and the balance they want to strike. And that's nothing wrong with that, right? It doesn't play well in fantasy football when you're drafting people. I get that, right? And it doesn't get you to all pros because you don't get the stats. But it's a way to win, and that's the way they look at it.
Did you make anything of being, I guess, reiterating, because he did say the same thing to Tyler Dunn shortly after he said made the remarks about Kincaid as the offseason began. How much stock do you put in him?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sort of walking that back, like I should have worded that differently. I'm not sure exactly what the quote was, but it sounded like he wanted some of what he said about Kincaid back because maybe he felt he was a little harder on him than he meant to be.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the season, you evaluate your roster, you talk about the things that people need, you come off a disappointing loss to the Kansas City Chiefs, you're one game away from the Super Bowl again, and, you know, I think that you probably say things maybe a little bit differently. Maybe on Keon Coleman as well, mm-hmm. Whatever. You know, you just, you get there. I also think that you reflect on, as the offseason goes, as you see these guys in the weight room working, and you talk with trainers, you talk with doctors, you talk with them, and maybe there's a, you know what, that was just more significant and hindering than we actually thought. That could happen as well. I mean, I'll use the example of Deion Walker, the kid they just drafted. Deion Walker was said to be maybe like a second round pick, I think, a couple years ago. Goes back for another year at Kentucky. Does not have a really good year. They find out at his pro day, he has a back injury he's been dealing with, right? Like, it's not the same as saying anything, but you're like, okay, like maybe, like we didn't realize how much that really impacted him. Maybe it took them till the offseason, guys, for him to get in the training room, for him to meet with doctors, with medical staff, to get back in the weight room, mm-hmm. for them to say, boy, that was more impactful to you than we thought. Maybe we should have shut you down a little bit.
Sally, you made a comment about Joe Andreessen and maybe mm-hmm. there being room for growth there. That I'd like to hear you on that, because as good of a local story as it was, and just a story in general, it kind of has seemed to me like maybe that's the extent of it. But I think maybe you could see him playing a bigger role.
It depends on what bigger role than last year, for sure. I think, you know, whatever role anybody envisions him in this year, I would say that to me, yeah, the way I tweeted it and what I said was he's gone from a cool, fun story to a guy who can play in the league. Like, oh, yeah, this guy can play a little bit in the league, to what I believe this year to be a player who really can help the Bills as, yes, a main special teams guy for sure. But I mean, like a primary backup middle linebacker. Like, to me, he's beating out Bealen Spector right now. I think he's the number two middle linebacker right now. And I think someone would, to me, it's on Joe Andreessen to lose that job. I don't think Bealen Spector is just shut suddenly. Bealen Spector has a hard time staying healthy and available. And I'll tell you the other part of it is Joe has done a really good job in coverage. And when I'm watching 7-on-7, and that's just not a Bealen Spector strong suit, right? I mean, you want a guy that, you know, you can have out there in three down situations if he has to fill in for any need for Terrell Bernard. I think that's your guy right now. And I really like what I've seen from him. I've seen Joe a couple times over the you know, spring and whatever. We've run into each other a couple times here and there. I think he's bigger. I think that he is, you could see that, you know, he's kind of coming into his own and his body in his second year. And I think they trust him. That's the biggest thing. You guys know this coaching staff, the word is trust, right? Sean McDermott. I think they trust him, and they trust him to be reliable and available and do exactly what he's supposed to do.
Well, that is fantastic. Like, you would think a guy, a local guy, any guy that gets the shot, but certainly a guy from Buffalo, right? A dream come true. And I'm actually on the Bills. Like, you know, he came in last year as like a mini camp, right, invite, if I'm not mistaken, or rookie camp, and then just never left. You would expect that guy to work like a beast in the offseason to try to everything, foot speed, strength, in every way, shape, or form. Like, you got a training technique I can try? What is it? Right? Like, I would expect that guy to just be all in on trying to impress on them. Like, all right, you liked me last year. Let me show you what I can really do.
I agree. And, you know, Joe is all about football, right? He really is. And he's always been that way. This is how he got to where he is. You know, a cool side story to all this, and I say this sometimes to people, and I don't know if they realize, Joe went to a tryout with the Kansas City Chiefs before he went to the Bills.
Yeah.
Like, because their rookie minicamp was before the Bills that year. That's why, right? Not like he chose the Chiefs over the Bills, not painting it that way. And the Chiefs didn't sign him. He comes to Buffalo, and they sign him. And it's just kind of a cool thing, right? That's the Bills and Chiefs, and this is one guy that, mm-hmm. okay, maybe this is a guy that can help you. And I envision a world someday where maybe there's a critical play that matters between the Bills and the Chiefs, and Joe Andreessen makes it, and you're like, that's the guy you could have had, but he came to Buffalo, and he's a local guy. I think that's a cool sidebar to the story.
Yeah, has to happen on Worthy.
Right. There you go.
I'm going to say on an end around then.
On Worthy.
Yeah.
So I'll
see.
If Joe Andreessen is covering Xavier Worthy down the field, we got a problem. Probably.
I'll see the guy I let get away with my guy that you let get away right here in the open field. Let's meet. All right, Sal. Well, on to the actual offseason, the one time in the calendar where we maybe have an exception to the idea that football is, you know, 24/7, 365 for about the next month. Not that that means we won't be talking about it, but this is break time.
It is for the players and coaches. It's the time of year when Andrew Brandt always says it's the worst time of year for any executive, because anytime the phone rings, you think something happened that they have to deal with one of their players. You hope that doesn't happen. You hope everybody stays safe and happy and healthy and does everything they're supposed to do. Guys will get out of town. They'll go away. Even coaches. I talked to coaches, you just say, yep, they're going to go away for a couple of weeks and do something. And, you know, but they'll be back and they'll get things ready for training camp. And then, you know, full steam ahead once we get to July and training camp out at St. John Fisher.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anyone that enjoys getting calls from a number they don't recognize. But I would imagine NFL GMs, like, any time of the day, like, but you make the point about it, like the middle of the night or something, but you get like, oh, and even a guy like Brandon Bean probably knows more area codes than the average guy.
Oh, that's a good point. Right, that's just an interesting point.
Right, just because, you know, you've been around and you are on the phone with these different people in different areas of the country, and you get, oh, why am I getting a call from Georgia? Mm-hmm. You know, like, why? Like,
does he know his area codes?
Like, no, I don't want this call.
Does he? Is he somebody that in life answers the phone when he doesn't know the number? Because, I mean, who's left doing that? Is a National Football League manager somebody that has to do that? Does he get spammed more than we do?
Maybe.
Because he answers the phone all the time?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Sorry to offer a
question. I didn't ask
question.
Him that today. I talked to him briefly for a minute afterward, but I did not ask him. Maybe that's a question we can save. Maybe that's a question we ask him. It appears on Hard Knocks, right? When it's all said and done. They put on Hard Knocks, and all of a sudden, you have Liv Schreiber coming and go, and they show like some phone ring on Brandon Bean's screen. Like, they show that's where the shot is, and then his voice comes over and goes, Brandon Bean knows all of the area codes in the country. You know, something like that.
Who is Spam Risk? Is he on my 90-man... Let me check Sal's grid to see if Spam Risk is somebody on my depth chart. All right, Sal, well, enjoy the break as far as it pertains to you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, that's our man Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I did, you know, because of all the preparation that goes into this show, spend some time yesterday on rules changes. We have the onside kick thing. The touchback is moved. There are a couple things, and one or two of those I think will be fun to talk about. James Cook, Dalton Kincaid, the Bills in 2025, 803-0550. If you want to share your thoughts with us, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after the update here on WGR.
Yeah, I think Keon has been focused, dialed in. His agent and I have developed a good relationship. You know, he's actually kin to Keon, and so I think he was very blunt with him as well, just off of some of our conversations. And Keon can take it. Like, for a young man, I give him a lot of credit. Of course, anybody can take praise. It's not easy to take criticism, and he took it unbelievable. And that's the thing I tried to stress to him when he got back, is you did a lot of positive things. Don't focus on just the things that we want to see improve. And he's worked hard. He's been here the whole time. You know, you can see when him and Josh were here, they're forming that rapport and kind of picking up where they were pre-injury last year. So I'm excited where he's at.
Brandon Bean on Keon Coleman. The Bills kicked off after practice today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here to talk about them endlessly. 803-0550 is the number if you find that appealing. You want to do that yourself, although it won't go on forever. It'll be short, but it'll still be, you know, hopefully worthwhile. Bulldog is watching old games now?
I am not watching old games now, but a highlight from 1981 involving the Chiefs and the Steelers came through my Twitter feed last night, and the caption got me. Is Steelers have a loss similar to Miracle at the Meadowlands. It's 2 minutes, not 30 seconds, so it's not like right at the end, but they're running the clock out and botch a handoff. And what happened when I didn't even choose to watch it. It just, you know, started up as soon as it came onto my screen, and it was early enough in the clip that they sort of breezed past the sideline with a camera shot, and I thought, oh my God, is that Marv Levy? Is he the Chiefs coach in 1981? I sort of forgot. I didn't want to go look. I could have just gone and looked, but I'm just going to watch this because I think that's Marv. And like in my head, I know he, you know, comes to the Bills in 86, and I didn't know that there was like a five-year gap in between him coaching an NFL team and getting the job with the Bills. But there was, well, 4 years. He's there till 82 in Kansas City. So,
okay.
But this is such a cool little play. And Marv, you know, 1981. There's Marv, and so I watched it, and it was a pretty cool little deal. But yeah, it's very similar to Miracle of the Meadowlands in that they're not just kneeling. It's 2 minutes still. There's enough time left. They're running a play. They try to hand the ball off, and a linebacker shoots a gap, and Bradshaw never gets the ball to Franco Harris, and it's on the ground, and somebody else comes through and just scoops it up and runs like 70 yards for a touchdown to put the Chiefs ahead with the extra point by 4, 37-33. But at the end of the clip then, it goes on for a while. The Steelers get the ball back. They turn it over on an interception by Bradshaw, forcing the ball down the field. And there's Marv celebrating with all the guys. I'm like, it's Marv. Wow, that's so cool. So, yeah, not exactly watching old games, but the Marv piece. Like, if I didn't notice Marv.
It's a gateway.
If I hadn't noticed Marv right away in that clip, I probably would have just kept going. But, was that Marv Levy? And then I had to watch the whole thing, and then I tweeted it. And it was pretty cool. What really it's Bob Costas, by the way, on the play-by-play. And, I mean, he sounds like he's 19 years old or something. Like, you just can't.
It looks.
You just can't. It's like, it took me, I'm watching it for, the clip is, I don't even know, 2 minutes long maybe. And I'm watching it, and he's talking. I'm like, I think I recognize this voice. Who is this? And then he said something just a certain way that you've probably heard him say, 1,000 times or 100, whatever. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Bob Costas with Bob Trumpy. And Trumpy is so great in the clip because the Chiefs score the touchdown and the Steelers, there's time. And Costas says, well, it's not over. You know, there's still a lot of time left here. You know, enough time to maybe make something happen. And Trumpy's like, they're done. He's, I don't know if he says they're done. He's like, they're not coming back from that. Something like that. You're about to ice the game, and that happens. You're standing on the sidelines trying to figure out what just happened. Your head is spinning. You're worried about what the coaches are going to say to you. How mad is ever going to be? Whatever. You're not getting off the mat from this. And then the next clip is Bradshaw throwing an interception to the Chiefs to seal the game.
Like, good for him.
Good job, Trumpy.
I kind of liked him always. He was a little bit loose sometimes, but yep. the game needs that, I think. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you often, like, that you rarely will hear an announcer do.
Yeah.
Is, like, basically predict the ending.
Right.
And that's pretty good. Costas, the Bills beating the Dolphins after losing 20 straight times. To start the 1980 season, that win is a Costas game.
Really?
Costas and Mike Hafner. Yeah. Hafner was a receiver that had done some, he did color for NBC, I don't know, for maybe a couple of years, maybe a few years. But that's a Bob Costas game. That's a tough one to find. The Bills-Dolphins 1980 opener.
Right.
This is the Steelers 81 opener that you're talking about.
Right.
That's a tough one to find. I think it's on YouTube, but it's kind of grainy. It's not a great tape.
Something else that great stands quality. Out from this, by the way, is first of all, the graphics are, you know, they're ancient, of course. But after the fumble, I don't think they would have had a reason to show it while they're trying to run a play here to run the, you know, end the game here, effectively. But the they fumbled 8 times, the Steelers, in this game, and lost 5 of them.
I know. Don't get me started.
Like eight fumbles, lost 5, and they're ahead by 3 points.
They're winning, yeah.
They're winning. They're trying to ice the game. Well, they had 7 fumbles and had lost 4 at that point. But still, holy cow.
Listen, this can be for anybody. What's the thing about sports in the old days you cannot comprehend? Sneaky Joe would be NHL goalies.
Right.
Maybe, like, what's the thing about sports in the old... This is in our lifetimes. This game, you know, back to the Bills, 1980 opener, to your point, Joe Ferguson threw 5 picks in that game and they won.
Right.
Like, there were 13 turnovers in Bills-Dolphins 1980 opener.
Right.
7 by the Bills, 6 by Miami. There were almost more turnovers than points. The final score was 17-7.
None of these teams had ball security as their prom themes. No.
The 1979 Steelers, what's the number? 60? The 79 Steelers, like, dynasty, Super Bowl winner. 4-6 years. A legendary, a classic, all-time great team. They had like 60 turnovers. I have to get the exact number now.
Yeah, right.
I'm close. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, it's insane.
How did you not... how were you not able to avoid that?
To take care of the ball a little bit, yeah.
Very best teams.
No gloves.
No gloves.
That's a start, maybe. I don't know.
I don't understand. This would be like that for me. One of those for me is trying to understand how you could have like just this insane number of turnovers and win almost all your games. The 79 Steelers were 12-4. They had 52 turnovers in the regular season. And then it's 60. They had 8 more in the playoffs. It's exactly 60 turnovers that year. What did the Bills just have? 6?
Yeah.
6?
I think that's the number.
For the whole season?
I think that was the number, yeah.
Allen fumbled 3 times in the Kansas City playoff game. He didn't lose any of them.
Right. It is. I do like to, I mean, it's a different point. You mentioned Sneaky Joe and the goalies. Like I've said a few different times, not that we've ever spent like hours talking about it or anything, but I don't think any position in the sports that we pay attention to has changed more over my lifetime than hockey goalie. I just think the way it's played, the way it's coached, the way it's taught, the technical aspects of it, like it just I'm a teenager and goalies are just like flopping around everywhere. The technique is all over the road. It's just get in the way is the technique. This doesn't appear to be any sort of theory behind it. It's just like any way you can do it. I mean, okay. And now it's just like this hyper-technical mental processing. Just there's so much that goes into it. But this point about the sport overall and taking care of the ball and how poorly that was done, again, you know, 40, 50 years ago compared to now is incredible.
The 79 Steelers went to Cincinnati in week 7 at a record of 5-1. The Bengals were 1-5. The Steelers were a 10-point favorite. They fumbled 9 times, losing 7, and threw 2 picks, and lost 34-10 as a 10-point favorite. Like you should lose, right?
Sure.
And Cincinnati gave 4 turnovers back. So there are 13 turnovers in this game. I don't understand how that was so prevalent. I really don't get it. Like, grease on the football? Was there something about gripping the ball for a running back?
I'm not entirely not kidding known. About the gloves. I mean,
no, okay.
But, you know, there's more. There's more to it than that.
The Bills had 8 turnovers last year.
Okay.
The Steelers had 9 in this game.
Right. This game ends effectively on a Bradshaw interception in addition to the 5 lost fumbles.
Your game, right.
There's that. I didn't go look for the box score to find out how he, you know, maybe he threw 3 more. I have no idea. Maybe he turned the ball over 7 times and still were ahead with 2 minutes to go.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Just incredible how careless that was.
But you know, turnovers are everything. And Pittsburgh went, and I'm not sure they're the only example or even the best example of this, but it's always stuck with me that for all the, and it makes sense. The coach's obsession with turnovers. Think about Allen. I could talk all day on this. Good thing, right? With this, having a job like this.
I thought of you in this, because we've talked about the Steelers recently enough that when I saw this and I saw that graphic about the fumbles, I was like, oh, this is right up your alley. Like this has come up before. I think everybody played that way.
The Steelers fumbled 8 times in that game you watched. They had 7 turnovers to Kansas City's 2. They had way more yards and first downs and still lost.
Right.
It makes sense that turnovers are seen as critically important. I think it's right. I think Allen won the MVP for 2 reasons. One is that he cut back. It happened to cut back on his upside, too. But he cut back on the mistakes that his critics know him for, right? Like sort of those Josh Allen plays, the hero ball plays.
Yeah, it's possible that the 23 season MVP was lost by him on opening night in New York.
Yeah. You know, like, and they didn't have the record, right?
Right.
Like, they're 6-6 that year, and then they win out. But that's what I mean. Like, I think his reputation, right or wrong, fair or unfair, for those kind of gaffes in through his career have, you know, been a big part of the conversation
for
about
sure.
him.
Yeah, all over football. People are like, yeah, he's great, but.
And then last year he didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
I think he won the MVP because a thing about his game, a feature of his game, was seemingly, you know, improved upon significantly. And the other is they didn't want to give Lamar Jackson three before he won, you know, even won an AFC championship. I think that probably entered the minds of some of the voters, like the legacy stuff. I think that's real. But, you know, I think the Allen turnover point was kind of exaggerated, but still, you know, turnovers are critically important. The point is, how did teams not know that in the 80s or the 70s, or did they just not have a way of, I mean, teams didn't throw as much, but that throwing more should mean more turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback gets hit, interceptions, obvious reasons.
If you're putting the ball on the ground 8 times in a game, and I don't know, like this, the play that's highlighted here is an attempted running play that never even gets to the handoff. And the ball's on the ground. But if you're fumbling, if your running back has a fumbling problem, wouldn't you throw more to try to defend that, like try to stave that off? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, did Franco Harris fumble constantly?
I don't know. I never knew. That's the thing about living through that era, watching these people play and not perceiving them as mistake prone. Like, these were half the guys on the screen in this video are in the Hall of Fame from the Steelers. I mean, what is happening?
Franco Harris fumbled 90 times. That would be lost, I think. I never know for sure until I have to look deeper. Is that fumbles lost or is that fumbles? He fumbled 90 times.
How many years did he play?
72 to 84. 13. I'm in on this now. Like, I just can't. Does anybody have a theory? Is anybody out there older than Bulldog? Marv Levy in that game you watched from the Dark Ages was older than I am now.
Right.
Marv is 99.
Right.
So he would have been 55 in 1981. After his birthday, he might have been 56. What a life. Amazing. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR. You may have lost me for the day. I love it. You may have lost me. The 1979 Pittsburgh Steelers. If there's a better example anybody knows about, I kind of doubt it, for a team that was great, like legendarily great, but completely inept in the turnover department. The 79 regular season only, they fumbled 42 times. That year, 16 games, 42 fumbles. The Bills last year fumbled 9 times in more games. What were we missing in 1979?
Right.
Was it a bit? Were the Steelers so good that they like sort of joked about how they couldn't hold the ball? I don't think that would be it.
No, probably not.
I don't think it was a
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joke to them. Was it a serious matter, Bulldog? Was it a serious matter? Did Chuck Knoll, after games, how would McDermott be? I mean, 45 times more fumbles almost. How would McDermott be if the Bills went 12-4? I'm just going to say a 16-game season to be normal here.
Okay.
Let's say the Bills went 12-4 and fumbled 42 times in the process, but they almost always won. I mean, how is he after those games? We've got to take better care of the ball. If the Bills fumble twice in a game, that's like a lead story.
Yeah. Yeah. Furthermore, like I paid attention. We didn't, need it be said. There weren't a lot of distractions. I didn't have a smartphone. So I'm watching the football game. I'm watching the football game and I'm listening to what is being said. And I don't remember the announcers being like, oh, here we go again with these Steelers and the turnovers, or any team from that era. It just was how it was. So I don't remember people being, I mean, obviously you didn't want to turn the ball over, but it was just par for the course, it feels like to me. At least That's my memory. I don't recollect hearing, even this highlight. It's not, oh, another turnover by the Steelers. You know what I mean?
Even though it's 7 or 9
right.
In the game.
It's incredible. Just accepting of, okay, well, that's how it goes sometimes.
Looking at a leaders list, I think I have Franco Harris and Tony Dorsett, each with 90 career fumbles. That's not fumbles lost. That's just fumbles. And I think that's tied for the most in league history for a non-quarterback, 90. And the all-time leader, which is all quarterbacks above this, is Brett Favre with 166 fumbles. Allen is at, I think, 64. James Cook is at 6. I mean, Franco's fumble stats, 9, 8, 10, 7 a year, like every other game.
Yep.
Every other game he fumbled. And nobody blinked an eye. 803-0550, something weird about sports that you can't understand, here in the modern times. I'm just a caveman. I have no idea. It's the opposite, though. That's not the right reference. That's the opposite. That's being in modern times, not understanding modern times.
Right.
This I don't understand about the old days. Believe it or not, there's something about the old days I don't get. How they fumbled on every third play in the NFL and won a Super Bowl going away is baffling to me. Lines are open for you. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.